I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Mercy Sowa
and Jonathan Thompson.
In the headlines, anti-corruption advocates tell Great Ghana's efforts against corruption as poor. President Mahama climaxes first anniversary of Professor Mills' memorial church services with call for continued peace even after Supreme Court verdict. And interim Egyptian president grants army powers to arrest civilians in continuing unrest across the country. But first, a summary with Jonathan Thompson.
Panelists on GTV's Talking Point yesterday called for concerted efforts by all in fighting corruption in the country. The executive director of the Center for Freedom and Accuracy, Andrew Awuni, described corruption as a canker that draws back development in all aspects of society. A representative from Ghana Integrity Initiative, Linda Ofori-Kwafo, revealed that Ghana is doing poorly in fighting the menace, while the executive secretary of the Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, Florence Dennis, said lack of clarity in institutions which fight corruption is a contributing factor to the canker. President John Mahama has reiterated that no amount of political power is worth the shedding of blood of any person. It is for this reason that peace must continue to reign even as the country awaits the Supreme Court verdict and after. President Mahama was addressing a church service at the Robert Mensah Sports Stadium in Cape Coast to climax the first anniversary of the passing of Professor John Atta Mills. An interim president, Adli Mansour of Egypt, has authorized his prime minister to grant the army powers to arrest civilians. This comes as supporters of the ousted president, Mohamed Morsi, clashed with security forces last Saturday, while thousands are continuing a sit-in at a city mosque. Meanwhile, Egypt's new foreign minister, Nabil Fahmy, has called for restraint a day after clashes in Cairo, which killed at least 70 people.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
The news in detail. Corruption has been described as a developmental problem rather than a political one. This is because it has become a canker that draws back development in all aspects of society. The executive director of the Center for Freedom and Accuracy, Andrew Awuni, who made the remark on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, believes it will require commitment from every member of society to help fight corruption.
But the institutions haven't failed. The institutions continue to do their work. Just that, unfortunately for us, sometimes we look at corruption more as a political problem rather than a development problem. And so when we look at corruption as a political problem, people begin to tackle it from politics. Mm-hmm. But if we all accept it as a development problem, then we may not even have difficulty discussing corruption. Sometimes even the mere mention of corruption, some people can be offended because they think that it's a political issue. I beg people, corruption is a developmental problem. It is responsible for the drawback of our countries. It is responsible for deaths in our hospital. Corruption makes it possible for people to die because they can't pay bribes to get the best of treatment. Corruption clearly creates a lot of problems. So if we can begin to look at it from that angle, I'm sure that we will all become less sensitive and more committed to tackling this problem.
A representative from Ghana Integrity Initiative, Linda Furikwafu, said surveys have shown that Ghana's performance in fighting corruption is poor. She said it's time the country finds urgent solutions to combat the menace.
Ghana is not performing so well. I think out of a total score of 100, Ghana scored 45. Currently, Transparency International is being ranked the global corruption barometer. And on that one, globally, it has said that corruption and bribery is widespread. And even here in Ghana, some institutions are also listed as being among the most corrupt in the country. If you look at the global corruption report that will be launched recently, very soon in October, they're going to launch another one called the Global Corruption Report. That is actually looking at the subject of education.
The Executive Secretary of the Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, Florence Dennis, cited lack of clarity in the process by which institutions use in fighting corruption as a major contributory factor to its persistence.
There isn't much distinction between the private corruption and the public corruption. It is all corruption. The issue why we focus on public corruption is that the government takes charge of taxes for citizens and is in charge of the public space. We tend to focus more on public corruption. But it has even come out that there's quite a thin line between public and private corruption. There are institutions in the private sector who deal with the public sector. So in terms of differentiating between the two, there are private institutions who also benefit from the sources from the public funds.
Those were views of some anti-corruption experts on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point. We apologize for the poor sound quality.
Some Christians and party faithful of the NDC yesterday converged on the Jackson Park in Koforidua in the Eastern Region to mark the one-year memorial and thanksgiving service of Professor John Evans Atta Mills. The service brought together the clergy, traditional rulers, the regional chief imam, municipal and district assembly officials, and students from some selected schools in the municipality. Addressing the gathering, the Eastern Regional Minister Ellen Tosu said the fact that Professor Mills had a vision of bringing the people of Ghana together, no matter the political party or tribe one comes from, made him a true man of peace. Madame Ntosu therefore entreated Ghanaians to make peace a priority for the development of the country. Prayers were said for the country and the family of the late president. In a sermon, the Superintendent Minister of House of Prayer, Bishop Samuel Edu, asked Ghanaians to show love for the country and their neighbors. He described the late President Mills as an epitome of peace and called on Ghanaians to reflect on his life and emulate same for the development of the country. Bishop Edu bemoaned the high rate of immorality among the youth. He said the way insults are held on leaders of the country and the elderly is nothing to write home about, and called for the need for change of attitude.
Speakers at a non-denominational service in Wa in the Upper West region to climax the first anniversary of the passing on of President Mills have called on the media to be circumspect in their discussions on the verdict to be given by the Supreme Court on the election petition. The speakers are of the view that the peace of the country will continue to be intact if the media do not allow themselves to be misused by people who want to pursue the agenda in discussing the verdict. Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab reports.
The non-denominational church service is the last activity of the celebration of the first anniversary of late President Mills in the region. The rest of the activities were a presentation of two bulls to the Wa School for the Blind and Wa School for the Deaf, a memorial lecture on the academic and political life of President Mills, a football match, and a memorial night which showed documentaries on late President Mills. The non-denominational service is one of the most highly patronized. Haji Baba, who represented the regional chief imam, described late President Mills as a symbol of unity, forgiveness and peace.
Professor was a symbol of peace. This fact is established when he won the accolade Asumjenene, meaning the king of peace.
The chairman of the local council of churches, Reverend George Apaseri, said media can help ensure peace if they exercise restraint in discussing the verdict of Supreme Court on the election petition.
We have a question. Whatever will happen, please, there is a peace child in Ghana. When you say peace,
if this thing shall unfold, we are all going to survive. The original minister, Dr. Avia Uso, said the salvation of late President Mills will assist Ghanaians in improving on what late President Mills did for posterity.
Today, we start our life celebration, even though solemnly, to remind ourselves of the good deeds that we did, and even change into the future, going along with that year.
Some residents who shared their opinion with Radio Ghana lauded the government for the elaborate program to celebrate late President Mills, who died in the service to his nation.
Swala Abdul-Wahab reporting.
Our reporter in Kumasi says the churches visited prayed for peace and stability as the nation prepares for the Supreme Court election petition ruling next month. All the preachers were optimistic that the nation will come out peacefully and more united than ever, and that all the parties in the dispute will have no alternative than to accept the verdict in the name of peace for Mother Ghana. Preaching on the theme, Ask and It Shall Be Given to You, at the Bethel Congregation of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana at Atonsu, an elder of the church, Dr. Nkansa Dakwa, noted that positive requests always yield positive results. He said, as Ghanaians remain persistent in their quest for peace, it shall be granted. The superintendent minister in charge of the Jaso circuits of the Methodist Church, Ghana, Reverend Kwabena Oseusu, asked the parties to the litigation to accept the verdict because anything aside that will jeopardize the peace Ghanaians are enjoying. He prayed for God to bless the nation as anything catastrophic shall be averted. The leader and founder of New Jerusalem Church, Bishop Dr. J.Y. Edu, appealed to members in the Zungu communities not to allow themselves to be used by selfish politicians to undermine peace after the declaration of the judgment. The verdict must be accepted irrespective of who shall be declared innocent or guilty.
As prayers continue to be offered to ensure peace after the Supreme Court verdict on the 2012 election petition, the president of the Police Wives Association, POWA, Mrs. Janet Al-Hassan, has called on women to pray and advise their children, especially the youth, to desist from any form of violence as the country awaits the verdict of the Supreme Court. She was speaking at a prayer session, which was also to outdoor her as president of the Police Wives Association. Here's Nanama Marie's report.
With the slogan Peace and Unity, the Police Wives Association, POWA, worshipped God with inspirational songs provided by the police band. This month's prayer session centered on peace and stability for the country after the verdict of the Supreme Court on the election petition. President of POWA, Mrs. Janet Al-Hassan, who was introduced as the new leader of the association, urged women to make the maintenance of relations with others key in their lives. This, she said, will promote peace at home and give their husbands sound minds to perform their duties in ensuring national security. Mrs. Al-Hassan asked for the support of members of the association.
We've done a lot, but we have more to do. So I know with their support and prayers, everything will be okay. The elections were very hectic, but through prayers, nothing happened. And we know with this, nothing is going to happen. Women, we have to pray for the whole nation, our husbands, our families, and for peace in the nation.
The sermon was delivered by Reverend DCOP David Ampa Benin. He stressed the need for every organization to have a leader for better management.
Everybody who is worshiping Jesus must ask the truth. It is in this light that we must also have the truth in our organizations. So all of us must have presence of POWA so that she will succeed. We also need peace in Ghana.
The prayer section, which takes place every third Sunday of the month, was attended by members of the Fire Service Wives Association. The men were also present to support the women in prayers.
That was a report by Nana Ama Omari.
President John Mahama has again stated that no amount of political power is worth the shedding of blood of any person. It is for this reason that peace must continue to reign, even as the country awaits the Supreme Court verdict and after. President Mahama was addressing a church service at the Robert Mensah Sports Stadium in Cape Coast to climax the first anniversary of the passing of Professor John Evans Zeta Mills. He urged Ghanaians to use the moment as a wake-up call to be sensitive to people's feelings and remember that late President John Atta Mills was human just like anyone else. Pascal Ngadadebo reports.
Having eulogized his predecessor, late President Professor John Evans Atta Mills on countless occasions, President Mahama focused his brief but thought-provoking speech on how the late president's legacy of peace and humility can impact the lives of people, as if by design the weather during the church service was serene and peaceful, indicative of the fact that indeed the life of the Asumdwehin is being celebrated. President Mahama emphasized that the world acclaimed accolade of being touted as the beacon of peace will come to naught if, as a people, the country does not unite and realize that no individual political party or group is bigger than Ghana.
All we have left now is the legacy he has left us. A legacy of peace, a legacy of modesty, a legacy of humility, a legacy of civility, a legacy of decency, and a legacy of unity. His attributes must guide us in all that we do, and we must strive even now more than ever before to ensure that our country continues to enjoy the peace that God has blessed us with. Prof famously said in 2008 that no amount of political power is worth the shedding of even a drop of blood of any Ghanaian. And that is why peace must continue to reign in our country, no matter the outcome of the verdict of the Supreme Court. Ghana is greater than all of us. We are all passing through. We will play our part and we'll continue on life's journey.
President Mahama noted that as a politician who was vilified and insulted, President Mills still pursued the principle of carrying on to make the country a better place for all. A year on, President Mahama calls on everyone to deeply reflect and guard their utterances with caution.
Prof Mills fought to change many negative elements in our national psyche. We must therefore have the courage to continue the battle from where he left off. The battle to achieve his principles. The battle to achieve the principles he stood for, not only in word, but in deed. He leaves us his attributes, not only in respect of those we find comfortable, but indeed the whole gamut of his life's work and his being. I pray that we'll all stand together to realize what the man, Professor John Evans Atta Mills, stood for.
Intercessory prayers were said for the nation, world peace, heads of state, people of Ghana, and the Atta Mills' family.
That report was by Pascaline Adalipo.
The head pastor of the Mampusa branch of the Faith Evangelical Mission Worldwide, Reverend Michael Sakifiu, is optimistic that Ghana will sustain the peace it's enjoying after the Supreme Court verdict on the 2012 election petition hearing. He said the country is in its divine moment, hence Ghanaians will not do anything that will create violence. Reverend Sakifiu was speaking at the launch of the 40th anniversary of the Faith Evangelical Mission Worldwide in Accra. We bring you a report by Victoria Ahaji.
The Faith Evangelical Mission Worldwide, which was founded by Bishop Isaac Rex Noy on December 3, 1973, started with 30 people. The church now has over 1,000 members with 36 branches throughout the country and 2 branches in the USA. The head pastor of the Mampusa branch of the church, Reverend Michael Sakifiu, said Ghanaians are peace-loving people and will not do anything that will put the peace the country has at risk. He expressed the need for Christians to recognize their divine moment, since this will help them to do great things.
It is this grace that has kept us, that has provided for us, that has preserved us, that has brought healing to us. So therefore, if we are giving glory to God today, it is worthy.
The General Overseer of the World Miracle Church, Reverend Dr. Charles Aban, urged Christians to live by the word of God because this is the surest way to do his will and also gain his favor. He believes that the number 40 is very significant since it stands for deliverance. Reverend Dr. Ba urged the congregation to show love towards each other and involve themselves in activities leading to the development of the church. The Anglican Bishop of Accra, Right Reverend Daniel Silvanus Thorto, commended the founder of the church for winning more souls for Christ. He entreated the members to emulate this so that lost souls may be saved. The climax of the anniversary will be on December 8th.
Victoria Ahaji's report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Anti-corruption advocates tell Great Ghana's efforts against corruption as poor. President Mahama climaxes first anniversary of Professor Mills' memorial church services with call for continued peace even after Supreme Court verdict. Interim Egyptian President grants army powers to arrest civilians in continuing arrest across the country. And Pope Francis ends 5-day visit to Brazil with biggest ever youth festival in Copacabana Beach.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
And the news continues. Discussions at the Ramadan Forum in Accra have identified lack of transparency and accountability as major challenges affecting the development of Muslim-dominated communities. They have therefore suggested the establishment of an efficient management system to monitor both local and foreign funds. The program, which was organized by a coalition of Muslim organizations Ghana, COMOC, was on the theme Investing in Quality Education of Muslim Youth. The discussants claim funds to promote education in the past have been misappropriated due to lack of competent personnel to manage affairs. Some Muslim organizations and individuals were honored for their meritorious services to Islam. They include the office of the National Chief Imam, the leader of Tijaniya Council, Sheikh Khalifa Abu Faidi, and the CEO of Amin Herbal Clinic, Dr. Amin Bonsu. In a related development, a research fellow of the Ghana Muslim Academy, Latifa Abbas, has urged all Muslim sects to form a unified preaching or dawah foundation to win more souls and address social vices. The foundation, she noted, can use social media to propagate its messages. Madam Latifa Abbas made the suggestion when she spoke on the topic, the role of the media in strategic dawah, at the third in the series of Mujahid annual Ramadan lectures in Accra. An Islamic scholar, Sheikh Ishaq Ibrahim Nuama, advised Muslim elites to support the various dawah groups. The program was organized by the Ghana Muslim Academy.
The Salaga Youth Association has appealed to the youth in the district to stay calm and accept the president's nominee for district chief executive. Members of the association, who are indigenous residents in Accra, believe the recent skirmishes that followed Mohamed Aminu Lukman's nomination as a result of the intense competition leading to him being chosen. They believe Mr. Lukman has the competence and skills to drive the development agenda of the district and should therefore be endorsed by the assembly members. Abu Sulimana is president of the association.
We want to thank the president for nominating Mr. Lukman Amin, and to also call on the people of Salaga to remain calm and await the president nominee to see what he has for Salaga. It is good to go on demonstration. Everybody has the right to go on demonstration. But to vandalize properties is uncalled for. So we have a lot of challenges in Salaga rather than vandalizing properties. So why not await for the nominee to come? Then we'll put before him what we expect him to do. This is a young guy who has a lot of expertise. He has exposure. He has worked with a number of organizations. Besides, he has records in Salaga. They know him. They know him as somebody who comes from Salaga, and we are all together. We grew up together. We did a lot of things together. So I know he's somebody who is capable of handling the issues of Salaga. I'm calling on them to endorse him. Let us see what he has for Salaga. I'm calling on them to stay calm, because that is the best option. That is what can solve our problems, because we have a common enemy in Salaga. Poverty is one, water, roads. These are the problems we have. So I'm calling on them to remain calm and let us solve our problems.
President of Salaga Youth Association resident in Accra, Abu Sulimana.
The Upper East Regional Minister, Alhaji Limuna Mohammed Muniru, has made a presentation to Muslim leaders in the region in preparation towards the end of the Ramadan. The regional minister, after Iftar, which is the breaking of a day's fast, presented 100 bags of rice and 60 bags of sugar to the regional chief imam for onward distribution to the Muslim communities. The event, which took place at the premises of the Regional Coordinating Council in Bogatanga, provided a platform for special prayers to be said for the nation and to mark the first anniversary of the passing on of President John Evans Atta Mills. Here's a report by Isaac Asari.
Alhaji Mohammed Muniru, in an address, reminded Muslims to honor the Holy Quran by living in peace. He said Islam stands for peace, and therefore it behoves every Muslim to abide by the dictates and principles of Allah for peace to prevail. He appealed to all Ghanaians to come together and pray for the nation at these trying times, and further cautioned the Muslim youth to refrain from acts that could disturb the country's peace process. Discipline and tolerance, he suggested, are key to sustaining the nation's peace. The regional chief imam, Sheikh Yusuf Adam, who received the items on behalf of the Muslim community, thanked the regional minister for his show of concern and called for Allah's blessing on him. Special Maghrib prayers and supplications later took place to communicate the essence of peace and also honor the departed souls, especially for late President Mills. Also at the premises of Sabiha Muhammad Al Ramadan Mosque in Porlugu, the district chief executive of Talensi, Edward Awunori, handed over a cow to the Muslim community in commemoration of activities marking the first year anniversary of the late president.
That was Isaac Osiris, reporter right to you.
And on the foreign front, Egypt's new foreign minister Nabil Fahmy has called for restraint a day after clashes in Cairo, which killed at least 70 people. On Saturday, supporters of the ousted president Mohamed Morsi clashed with security forces, and thousands are continuing a sit-in at a city mosque. Mr. Fahmy said all sides need to stop inciting violence and using violence. Meanwhile, interim President Ali Mansour has authorized his prime minister to grant the army powers to arrest civilians.
Malians have voted in a presidential election aimed at reuniting the country after months of political turmoil. Many areas are still recovering after a northern rebellion and coup that led to foreign military intervention, but no major incidents were reported. There are 27 candidates, and if no outright winner emerges, the voting goes to a second round on August 11. However, some analysts have questioned whether Mali is ready for the election. There are 6.8 million eligible voters at 21,000 polling stations across the country.
And Pope Francis has closed one of the biggest Roman Catholic youth festivals with a mass on Copacabana Beach. More than 3 million people are estimated to have gathered for the service in the city of Rio de Janeiro. Yesterday's ceremony marked the end of the Pope's 5-day visit to Brazil, his first foreign trip since becoming pontiff in March. The vigil and Sunday mass attracted the biggest crowd ever to Copacabana Beach. Meanwhile, Pope Francis has encouraged young Catholics to get out of their parochial boundaries in order to help others, as well as go out and serve.
Israel and Palestine are to resume peace negotiations for the first time in nearly 3 years after an intense effort by U.S. The talks are scheduled to resume in Washington later today and tomorrow. It will be conducted by senior aides to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Both leaders have demonstrated their willingness to make difficult decisions that have been instrumental in getting to this point.
To end the news, the main points again. Panelists on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point have called for concerted efforts in fighting corruption. The executive director of the Center for Freedom and Accuracy, Andrew Awini, argued that corruption draws back development in all aspects of society. And the executive secretary of the Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, Florence Dennis, said lack of clarity in the fight against corruption is a contributory factor to the canker. President John Mahama has stated that no amount of political power is worth the shedding of blood. He said peace must still reign after the verdict by the Supreme Court. President Mahama was addressing a church service to climax the first anniversary of the passing of Professor John Atta Mills at the Robert Mensah Sports Stadium in Cape Coast. And Egypt's interim president Ali Mansour has authorized his prime minister to grant the army powers to arrest civilians. This comes as supporters of the ousted president Mohamed Morsi clashed with security forces last Saturday, while thousands are continuing a sit-in at a city mosque. The news was presented by Mercy Soa
and Jonathan Thompson in Accra.